Minister, Chief Minister Michael Gunner said last week that he was worried about how PFAS contamination will affect tourism in Katherine. As a tourism minister, what do you think?
So obviously the Chief Health Officer has made statements around the drinking water in Katherine and it being within the guidance values. We're obviously taking precautions around water restrictions and water measures. That's about future planning and just being cautious about the upcoming season. But I think, you know, tourism here is absolutely booming. We have some of the greatest natural assets in the Katherine region, and that's why we continue to invest in things like the $10 million for Nipmuc National Park, working with the Jarwin Rangers, money for arts gallery extensions here in Katherine, and we'll continue to make that investment. We believe that tourism should be booming here. It's an amazing place.
Okay, so we know of four times when our water's spiked over the safe limits in the last year. Do you think the government has a responsibility to tell tourists that when they come to town?
So what's been happening in the Katherine region over this period have been obviously a number of public information sessions with Defence. And we've been obviously communicating with the public around reports when we can as well. So we have an interagency working group in government that works with Defence and airports and other stakeholders in this, and that's to address this issue right across the Northern Territory. We're certainly not the only jurisdiction that are dealing with issues around PFAS, and we continue to work together to address that.
Last question.
Yeah.
Will the government consider handing out free bottles of water at the Visitor Information Centre for tourists when they come to town?
As the Chief Health Officer has, of course, talked about the drinking water in here, I think if people have concerns, there's the NTEPA website, there's the Defence website where people can learn more. And, you know, I'll keep listening to Chief Health Officer.